USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning that the U.S. will close its southern border permanently if it needs to keep what he calls stone-cold criminals from entering the country. His tweet coming a day after hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexican border near San Diego, leaving U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. BBC reporter Will Grant is there, and he says,
I don't think this has helped the migrants' case in any way, and certainly the Mexican authorities who have thus far tolerated, you know, the migrants in general have obviously provided food and shelter and some support, now look very much like they're not in the mood for anything more.
After killing 85 people and destroying over 19,000 structures, firefighters have finally fully contained the campfire in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Many travelers having a tough time getting to their destinations today, not just on the roads, but also by air, as there's a big snowstorm in the Midwest. It's resulted in at least 1,000 air flight cancellations so far. The NAFTA trade deal's been renegotiated, but still requires congressional approval, and now Republicans are hoping to put that on the fast track, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A dozen Senate Republicans are coalescing around moving forward on a trade deal by the end of November. The senators are urging President Trump to submit the agreement in time to allow for Congress to vote on it before the current session of Congress draws to a close.
Well, today is Cyber Monday, regarded as the biggest online shopping day of the year. E-retailers are estimated to rake in over $7 billion in sales today. If that's the case, it would be a jump of 17% over Cyber Monday last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New Jersey lawmakers may make a big step today towards making recreational marijuana legal in the Garden State. The state Senate and Assembly committees are expected to vote on a series of bills to make it legal to have an ounce of marijuana and to be able to use it at home or in designated areas. It would also put a 12% tax on recreational marijuana. Gasoline prices are continuing to drop around the nation, the price of oil posting another significant drop, falling $6 a barrel, or about 14%, closing the week out at $50 a barrel. John Clemens has more.
18 states now have at least one station selling gasoline below $2 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average is now down 7 cents.
The national average posting another weekly decline, falling 7 cents a gallon in the last week to a national average of $2.53.
The statewide average across Missouri is $2.17 a gallon, while the pain at the pump is the highest for Hawaii at $3.88 a gallon.
And a NASA spacecraft is scheduled to land on Mars today. The Mars InSight lander scheduled to touch down on the Martian surface at about 3 p.m. Eastern Time. NASA says the mission is streaking into the planet's atmosphere at 12,000 miles an hour and will be slowed by retro rockets and a giant parachute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.